Hallelujah. Praise Jesus much, children of God. How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? I'm going to request you greet your brethren and wish him light of the word of God, that it shine for them and it moves to enlighten them. Even today, that he can get that light, which is in the Psalms
119,
verses 105. When he speaks the word of God, it's a lamp unto our feet and the light enlightens our path. So as we write in this our journey, spoken of in the 1 Timothy 6, verse 7, that we brought nothing on this world and we shall go back with nothing. We first discover we are strangers on this world, and we still have to go back home. As Philippians 3:20 says, that because our citizenship is in heaven, and we await our Savior come from there, that he can take us home back in heaven. So we want to thank God,
is
our Father in heaven, and his word, which clothed flesh appeared to us, and we saw him as the Son, and is our Lord Jesus Christ, and we move on glorify our Father by his Holy Spirit, whom he sent to us, and we move on to honor him for leading us always as children of God. As Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 14, that those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. And we know in Zechariah 4:6, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. So we thank the Holy Spirit who has empowered us to fulfill Acts chapter 1, the verses 8, that when the Spirit will come, he will give you power. You will be my witnesses. So we want to move on to witness unto the Lord.
Yes,
praise the Lord. So we want to move on. And by name and voice,
Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We base in this ministry the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God, and to move on, take you on with our 5th part of God's plan of fighting against Satan's devices that is made for an entire world from the year 2019 to reaching the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. We are going to move on to see the three mysterious things which happened in the year 2019. They are to make great changes in the world, reaching the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the
earth.
And we first saw the first thing which happened when we were answered. Why the coronavirus was named COVID-19 virus. Even though it was activated in the year 2020.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we discovered many secrets. In that program, it's of the devils. It ends in putting in place God in the world from the children of men. And the putting place of him is in the working of Satan. Together to replace the power of the Holy Spirit, which has been running the world all along. And they replace it with evil powers in the 5G,
6G,
6G,
8G,
7G,
Nendala.
And the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So when we finished that, we moved on to see why in the year 2019, God commanded the worldwide evangelists,
Benny Hinn,
that he repents for leaving aside gospel of kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Moves on to preach material again, gospel of the world, and the selling of miracles. We saw that it gave empowered many curses happen in the world. According to that, we read in Galatians 1 verse 6 up to verse 8 that the changing of the gospel, it brought many curses and it gave empowerment to many curses like homosexuality, women commit lesbianism,
COVID-19 virus, COVID-19 vaccine,
and the powers of 5G and above, that they empowered many curses of the devils happen in the world by changing of the gospel. Now we ended, God explained what concerned gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and the 7 keys which are led by the key of knowledge to open for us kingdom of heaven. So on this time, we want to move on to know the third mysterious thing which happened in the year 2019
and
make a great change in this world to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. And we want to see why in the year 2019 God envisioned the evangelist and the pastor Benny Hinn, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration. And it's basic in Uganda, starting from the year 2022. Why did it happen in the year 2019?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why in the year
2019?
God moved on and envisioned the evangelist and the pastor Benny Hinn, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival
and
restoration of all things, to basing in Uganda, starting from the year 2022.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Remember,
the
other sickness is called COVID-19. And we saw its target, the end in putting in place God coming from children of men on the world, and to replacing power of the Holy Spirit
that,
which runs and upholds this earth. Because that plan winds up to that, God has to move the mighty move of the Holy Spirit to hinder all the workings of the evil Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we remember those who heard of that prophecy as we introduced to you.
We
remember this evangelist and the pastor
Benny Hinn
on the date of
13,
the month of October in the year
2019,
when was it, the Accra, Ghana,
the experience conference,
in that term, that's the experience conference,
Makers House Chapel International,
a place known as Makers House Chapel International. On that date,
Mukama yagenda maso n'okumwolisa.
God moved on to envision him.
Okutambula kw'Omwoyo Mutukuvu okw'amaanyi mu maanyi.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival and restoration. And it's to be here in Uganda. But he first repented. When he repented on the date of 2nd, the month of September, in the year 2019, after he repented, for living gospel of kingdom of God in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven, and he preached the false gospel, the material gain gospel of the world. Then the Lord God envisioned him, and when he was there, he said, I tell you, I see a vision. I see a vision, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda, a mighty move.
Okutambula okw'amaanyi okw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit
wakutandika mu Uganda mu mwaka gwa 2022.
Will begin in Uganda in the year 2022.
N'agamba emyaka esatu okuva kankano.
It said exactly 3 years from now.
Okuva mwaka 2019.
From that year 2019.
Okutambula okw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu okw'amaanyi mu maanyi.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Ne revival.
Even revival.
N'okuddizibwa obuggya.
And the restoration.
Wakujja mu Uganda.
Will come from Uganda.
Kwakujja mu ggwanga erya Uganda.
Will come from the nation of Uganda.
Mbagamba ndaba okuwulisibwa.
I tell you, I see a vision.
Okutambula okw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu okw'amaanyi mu Uganda.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus
so much. Twetaaga okumanya.
So we need to know.
Lwaki yeewulisibwa?
Why was he envisioned?
Kubanga omubulizi w'enjiri Benny Hinn.
Because evangelist Benny Hinn.
Kumanya wa mu ggwanga eri mu America.
We know he's right from America.
Naye ate okuwulisibwa okw'amaanyi.
Yet the mighty vision.
Kwogerwa ku ggwanga erya Uganda.
He spoke upon the nation of Uganda.
Era lwaki mu 2019
in the year 2019 is when he got that vision.
Atenga mu mwaka gwe gumu ogwo.
Yet in that same year,
Katonda mwe yamugambira okwenenya.
It's when God told him to repent.
Olw'enjiri y'obulimba.
For the false gospel.
Enjiri y'ebyenfuna by'ensino.
The material gain gospel of the world.
Asobole okukyusa okuddayo ku njiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
That he can change, go back to gospel of kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
In the righteousness.
Obwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
So ng'ate na mu mwaka gwe gumu 2019.
Yet in the same year 2019.
Basitaani mwe baplaningira ekirwadde kya COVID-19.
The devils when they planned the sickness COVID-19.
Ekituvuga nga kitwala ku COVID-19 virus.
And it drove us.
COVID-19 vaccines.
It drove us, taking us to COVID-19 vaccines.
Atenga mwaka gwe gumu.
Yet in that same year,
basumura amanya gechizikiza agaita muzi 5G.
They lost powers of darkness passing through 5G,
6G,
6G,
7G,
7G,
8G no kudda waguru.
8G networks and above.
So ngatuge na masu.
So as we move on,
okutambula kwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
The more mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Okutambula kw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu okw'amaanyi mu maanyi.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Kitegeeza double portion.
It means the double portion.
Ey'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Okusobola okukola.
To be able to work.
Ekisooka.
The first.
Okusobola okukola omulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
To be able to do God's final work on this planet Earth.
N'ekigendererwa eky'okulemesa ba Satani.
With the intention to stop the devils.
Obutakyusa nsi eno yonna.
Not from turning this entire world
okubeera nga Sodom ne Gomorrah
into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okubanga tefaanana nga Sodom ne Gomorrah.
That does not appear as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okugamba
to say
yes, yonna basitani mayina ekigendererwa.
The entire world, the devils have a purpose.
Ekyo gifuula abali b'ebisiyaga.
To turn it to homosexuals.
Ekyo gifuula abakazi n'abakazi abeewasiza.
To turn it to women and women commit lesbianism.
Ekyo gifuula abagwagwa.
To turn it to people who are profanic.
Abeegadanga ne robots.
Those who have sex with robots.
Ne machines ezikoleddwa.
Even artificial, even machines made.
Oluvannyuma lw'okusaanyaawo enjiri.
After destroying the gospel.
Naye Mukama asimbula omulimu guno ogusembayo.
God moves this final work.
Okusobola okuyimiriza ensonga ezo.
To be able to stop those issues.
So Omwoyo Omutukuvu tatambula.
So the Holy Spirit never moves.
Okujjako ng'atumibwa okukola omulimu.
Except he is being sent to do a work.
Tuvula Bible yegamba mu Zaburi ya 13.
That's why Bible says in Psalms 104 verse 30.
Katugisomeyo obulire.
Let's read it, we hear.
Zaburi esura ya 14 n'olunyiriri olwa 13.
Psalms 104 verse 30.
Otuma omwoyo gwo nebitondebwa.
You send forth your spirit, they are created.
Era ofuula obuggya amaaso g'ettaka.
And you renew the face of the earth.
Omwoyo omutukuvu atumibwa.
Yes, the Holy Spirit is sent.
Nga waliwo okutonda.
And there is a creation to happen.
Nga waliwo okuzza obuggya.
There is a work to renew.
Nga waliwo omulimu.
And there is a work
okutonda.
Of creating.
Oba omulimu.
Or a work.
Ogw'okuzza obuggya.
Of renewing. That's why you see that.
Katonda yole sumbulizi wenjiri Benny
Hinn. God envisioned the evangelist Benny Hinn.
Okutambula okw'omwoyo omutukuvu okw'amaanyi mu maanyi.
The mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Ne revival.
Even revival.
N'okuddizibwa obuggya okw'ebintu.
In restoration of things.
Kyetuvudde tukugamba.
That's why we have told you.
Nti okugamba nti okutambula kw'omwoyo omutukuvu okw'amaanyi mu maanyi.
That to say the mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Tuba tutegeeza double portion ey'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Double portion of the Holy Spirit.
Ng'agenda okukola ekisooka.
Going to do the first thing.
Omulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi eno.
God's final work on this planet Earth.
N'ekigendererwa.
With an intention.
Eky'okulemesa basitaani.
Of stopping the devils.
Okufuula ensi eno nga Sodomu ne Gomorrah.
From turning this entire world into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okugifuula eyabali b'ebisiyaga.
To turn it into that of homosexuals.
Okugifuula eyabakazi n'abakazi abeegadanga.
To turn it into that of the recipients.
Okugifuula eyabagwa.
To turn it into a world of profaning people. People having sex with animals. Those making, having sex with machines made. Having sex with the robots. Those profane people. Those who forgot God. People awaiting the lake of fire. As Sodom and Gomorrah we are burnt with fire.
So
the intention of this move of the Holy Spirit we hear. The mighty, mighty move. It means a double portion.
Naye ng'ekigendwa kye
yet is intention.
Waliwo omulimu gw'alina okukola.
There is a work he's supposed to do.
Kivula ba Zaburi 14:3 wagambye.
That's why Psalms 104:30 says.
Nti atuma omwoyo gwe nebitondebwa.
He sends is a spirit they are created.
N'azabujja amaaso g'ensi.
He renews the face of the earth.
Ku mulundi guno omwoyo omutukuvu agenda kuba atambula.
On this time the Holy Spirit is going to be moving.
Mu maanyi.
In mighty power.
Agakubisiddwa emirundi ebiri.
Multiplied two times.
Naye ng'ekigendwa kyakuzza buggya.
But the intention is to renew.
Okuriviving.
To reviving.
No restoring ebintu byonna.
To restore all things.
Yesu yebazibuddwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Kyuvuula ba Bible yegamba.
That's why the Bible says.
Mu Barumi esura eno ey'omwenda.
In the Romans chapter 9.
Nyuwa 28 paka 29.
Verse 28 to 29.
Ekisubizo kya Katonda kino kirina okutuukirira.
This promise of good has to come to pass.
Abaroma esura y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'28.
Romans chapter 9 verse 28.
Kubanga omulimu Mukama gwalikola mu bufunze, omulimu ogwo mubutuukirivu, kubanga aligukola Mukama mu bufunze.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth.
Olunyiriri 28.
Verse 29.
Era nga Isaya bwe yasooka okwogera nti,
and as Isaiah said before,
singa Mukama ow'eggye teyatulekerawo zadde,
except the Lord of hosts had left us a descendant,
twandifuuse nga Sodom, era twandifaananyizibbwa nga Gomora.
We had been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okutuma kw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The sending of the Holy Spirit.
Zaburi 14:3.
It's Psalms 104:30.
Amutuma kutonda.
He sends him to create.
Oba okuzza obuggya.
Or to renew.
Ebibira bifuuliddwa ekifuula
nnenge. Which have been overturned.
Amutuma kw'ogwo omulimu.
He sends him on that work.
Kati waliwo omulimu gw'amutuma kw'ogwo ogeddwako mu Baruumi esula ey'omwenda.
Now there's a work he sends him on spoken in Romans 9. Verses 28 up to 29.
Nti kubanga Mukama akomekereza omulimu.
That because God is winding up a work.
Mu bufunze.
In the short
brief.
Even in righteousness.
Era gwe mulimu gwakola.
And that is the work he does.
Kigamba nti singa omulimu ogwo tegukoleddwa.
Say if that work is not done.
Twandibadde nga Sodomu ne Gomorrah.
We would have been like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ensi yonna ebadde yakufuulibwa.
The entire world was to be turned.
Yabali babisiyaga.
Into homosexuals.
Abasajja n'abasajja nga beegadanga.
Men and men having sex with each other.
Abakazi n'abakazi.
Women and women.
Nga beegadanga.
And they have sex.
Abantu abeegadanga n'ensolo.
People committing bestiality.
Abantu.
People.
abagenda maso n'okwegadanga n'ebyuma ebikoleddwa.
Moving on, have sex with artificial organs.
Abantu abegadanga ne robots.
People having sex with robots.
Abantu abagwagwa.
People who are profane.
Abantu abeerabira Katonda.
People who forgot God.
Abantu abalindira ennyanja y'omuliro.
People are waiting lake of fire.
Nga Sodom ne Gomorrah bwe yayokyebwa omuliro.
As Sodom and Gomorrah were burnt with fire.
Ekibalo kya masitani.
That is the target of the devils.
Naye Katonda eno ye plan ye.
But God, this is his plan.
Eyokukirwanisa.
Of fighting it.
Yesu nga lwaki?
It's the reason why.
Yagenda maso kuolisa omubulizi wenjiri Benny Hinn.
He moved on a vision evangelist Benny Hinn.
Mwaka gulio kwa 2019.
In the year 2019.
Okutambula kuomo yomutu kuvu kwa manji mumanji.
A mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Ne revival n'okudizibwa obujja okw'ebintu.
Even revival and restoration of things.
Okuvaano mu Uganda.
That's to come here from Uganda.
Mwaka guri ogwa 2022.
In the year 2022.
Ogutuliko wali mu maaso katono.
Which is just ahead of us.
Kiraga nti obudde buweddeyo.
It shows that time is up.
So moyo mutukuvu.
So the Holy Spirit.
Okulabisibwa kwa arabisibwa aline emirimu gyokkola.
It is appearing, appears when he has works to do.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So yemu kunsonga.
So it's one of the reasons.
Jolino okumanya.
That you have to know.
Tujja kuongera jitanya.
We shall move on
mu maaso.
Explain it ahead.
Nti okutambula kw'omwoyo omutukuvu okw'amaanyi mu maanyi.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Kitegeeza double portion y'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Means double portion of the Holy Spirit.
Okusobola okukola.
To be able to do.
Ekisooka.
The first.
Omulimu gwa Katonda ogusembye okusema zinga w'ensi.
God's final work on this planet Earth.
N'ekigenderwa.
With an intention.
Eky'okulemesa ba Satani.
Of stopping the devils.
Okukyusa ensi eno gifuula nga Sodom ne Gomorrah.
From turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Kati eky'okubiri.
Now the second.
Ky'agenda okuba ng'akola.
That he is going to be doing.
Omulimu gwa Katonda guno ogusembye okusema zinga w'ensi.
This God's final work on this earth.
Ye revival.
It's the revival.
N'okudizibwa obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
The restoration of all things.
Ebyali bikyusirizwa ddala.
Which were completely turned upside down.
Ebyali bikyusiddwa ddala ekifuula nnenge.
Which were completely turned upside down.
Basitani.
By the devils.
Nga bayita mu nkola ssatu enkola nnya enkulu.
As they path through three major systems.
Nzirinya.
There are four major systems.
Enkola nya enkuru.
As they pass through four major systems.
Ebintu bino.
These things.
Ebigenda okudizibwa obujja.
Which are going to be restored.
Mu mulimu gwa Katonda okusembayo okusema zinga w'ensi.
In God's final work on the planet Earth.
Byali kugamba bibadde bikyusiddwa nnyo.
They had been changed so much.
Bibadde bikyusiddwa ddala.
They had been completely turned upside down.
Okuita masitani.
Passing through the devils.
Munkora nya enkuru.
The four major systems.
Enkuru esoka.
The first system.
Yemanyiddwa nga COVID-19.
It's what is made as
virus.
COVID-19 virus.
Enkuru eno.
This system.
Yateekebwawo okulabika nga buli kintu kyonna kifuulibwa kifuula nnenge.
Was put in place, see everything is turned upside down.
Buli kintu kyonna Katonda kiyakola.
Everything that God made.
Bakivunike.
That they overturn it.
Chuvula batwaji kunyonyolako.
That's why we explained it all to you.
Mchitundu cha fecho kusatu.
In our third part.
Icha plan ya Katonda.
Of God's plan.
Yokurani senkuza Satan.
Of fighting against Satan is devices.
Zakole densio na.
That is made for the entire world.
From mwaka 2019.
From the year 2019.
Bako mwaka 2022.
To the year 2022.
Nkulabantu mwaka ogwo gwali gwachama.
It be so that year was so mystical.
Okuvedda mastanding akagukozesa.
Read from the old the devils used.
Okugubaliramu ebibala ebikulu.
To calculate and target great targets.
Ebyokwonoona n'emirimu gya Katonda.
Of spoiling the works of God.
Atusomeko mu Yeremiya eno 5:2.
Let's read the Jeremiah 52.
Onyore 12.
In the verse 12.
Mpaka 13.
Up to verse 13.
Olabe ekyama ky'omwaka 2019.
And you see the secret of the year 2019.
Yeremiya esura ya 5:2 n'olunyiriri olw'12.
Jeremiah chapter 52 from verse 12.
Mu mwezi ogwokutaano ku lunaku olw'ekkumi olw'omwezi.
Now in the 5th month, in the 10th day of the month.
Gwe mwaka ogw'ekkumi n'omwenda ogwa kabaka Nebukadduneza kabaka w'e Babuloni.
It's the 19th year of Nebukadduneza, king of Babylon.
Nabuzaladani omukulu w'abambowa eyayimiriranga mu maaso ga kabaka w'e Babuloni n'ajja mu Yerusaalemi.
Came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, who served with the king of Babylon, came into Jerusalem. Verse
14.
And he burned the house of the Lord and the king's house. And all the houses of Jerusalem. And all the houses of the great men burned he with fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we have told you. According to Jeremiah chapter 52. Verse 12 to 13.
Ndi That in this
God's final work on this planet
Earth, the
Holy Spirit is going to revive and restore all things.
Those which are
totally been turned upside down by the devils through four major systems. The first system
is virus.
That of COVID-19 virus. And in the Jeremiah chapter 52, verses 12 up to
14,
tell you the secret of the year 2019, or the 19th year. The captain of the army of the king Nebuchadnezzar, it's when he attacked Israel in Jerusalem and he attacked the house of the Lord, where church has been attacked so much. And we got explained that what 19 its meaning. Explain 19 as
it's,
we got explained of 9. We got explained of 10. We got explained of 1. And we saw their end.
It's
wanting to put in place God in the world. And it comes from children of men. And the coming of him is in the working of Satan. Even in wanting to replacing powers of the Holy Spirit. That which runs this world and replace it with powers of darkness, which appears in the 5G,
6G,
6G,
7G,
7G,
8G networks,
8G networks, and above. Their target is to turn upside down all things, according to those in Isaiah, chapter 29. Verses
15
and
16.
Isaiah chapter 29 from verse 15. Woe unto them that go to the depth to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who sees us? And who knows us? Verse
16.
Surely you turn things upside down. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay?
For
shall the thing made say of him that made it, he made me not?
Or
shall the thing formed say of him that formed it, he has not understanding?
Yes, he has
praised Jesus much.
COVID-19,
the intention of the system virus, of COVID-19 virus, is to turn upside down everything which had still been standing. Those Isaiah 29:15 tells that to you, and to 16, that they go deep down, turn upside down things, that they hide their counsel from the Lord, and they totally turn things upside down, and they get even the God, the creator. And they quit him to themselves, as they say. Them to have their systems they have created.
And
they reached even to say that God has not wisdom.
System
that system, it evolves turn things upside down. Of COVID-19 virus.
Now,
as him the Holy Spirit comes to revive, restore them in power. When is multiplied 2 times.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why we told you that the Holy Spirit never appears in power when he has not work he's going to do. In Psalms 104 verse 30, he says he sends his spirit and they are created, and he renews the face of the earth. Now on this time,
because
targets of COVID-19 are to turn upside down all things, ever since COVID-19 came in the world, every system was completely changed.
Many
things are to totally
change.
Now God to stop those schemes of the devil.
He
has to move the Holy Spirit in power. In the year 2022. That we heading on to. That he can stop those devices for we may not be able to confront them. For what is not by power, not by might. But we shall be able by the Spirit of God. As
he
speaks Zechariah 4:6. Not by power. Not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
System,
the second system, where they have passed to turn upside down all things, that the Holy Spirit will come move in mighty power when it's multiplied to
his times,
to revive them.
COVID-19 vaccines.
It's the COVID-19 vaccines.
COVID-19 vaccines, you know.
These COVID-19 vaccines. Don't call it a mere vaccine as you think.
System.
It's an entire system. Involving upturning a human being upside down. Yes. If you have been a man, you begin to hear feelings of a woman in you.
System ya kuvunikira dala bintu.
A system turn upside down things.
Ibadde bichasigali dabadde muntu ngachali mwakategeera.
Those which have remained sane as been a human being held some sanity within himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now this human being has to run quick to the Holy Spirit that he can uphold him in these evil days.
Kubanga COVID-19 vaccines.
Because COVID-19 vaccine, it is also a system to turn upside down a human being. That's why you see the Matthew chapter 24 in the verse 19 in the verse 22 they told us these words. Our Lord Jesus saw the working of the COVID-19 vaccine, how it will be, and he warned us saying like this. Matthew chapter 24 from verse 19. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that nurse a child in those days. Verse 22. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Yes. You know, he said in those days, it will be hard for those who be nursing child, children. Children to grow, it will be hard. Even to get and conceive a child in a womb. It's hard.
COVID-19 vaccines.
When they brought COVID-19 vaccines, and they say issues of conceiving, first wait on them. And they say, don't know whether the ova will be burnt or you remain with those eggs. And after they tell you, we don't know, for they have not been tested well.
Side effects,
the side effects they will bring in a few years. And the verse 22 explains you how side effects will be. And it tells you, if those days were not shortened, no flesh would have been saved. And we had to turn into unusual creatures. Let's read verse 22.
Matayo esule ya bilimwenya nolu nyiriri olwa bilimwebili.
Matthew chapter 24 verse 22.
Enakwezo singate zasalibwako.
And except those days should be shortened,
tewandirokose buli alino omubiri,
there should no flesh be saved.
Na yolu abalonde enakwezo zilisalibwako.
But for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened.
Adicho ino manya.
Now what do you have to know?
COVID-19 vaccines.
For the COVID-19 vaccines, that inject the body and it messes up its system. It
would
have been hard. Up to now we still speak of it as hard.
And
flesh to be saved according to how that system goes. But for the sake of the elect, those days are shortened.
And
the Holy Spirit intervenes in the year 2022 to be able to uphold us. Now, most people here are 2022.
Is
here the Holy Spirit is going to move, but they don't know over what reasons. You too, a human being, it's going to be hard for you to stand without him. We have to hasten to get this double portion of Holy Spirit in us. Because we saw off this man prophet Elisha, and he had a prophet double portion of the Holy Spirit in his body.
It
had much power, it could raise even things dead. For even though Prophet Elisha, he had unclothed the body, that we call dying. There is a dead body thrown on his dead body. A corpse was thrown on the bones of his dead body. And it raised back to life. For within his body had a double portion of the Holy Spirit. You first read it for us, we see.
Second
Kings chapter 13 verse 20.
Awo Elisa nafa ne bamuziika.
And Elisha died and they buried him.
Ebibiina by'Abamowabu ne bizindanga ensi.
And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land in the spring of the year. Verse 21. And it came to pass as they were burying a man. And behold, they saw a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was left down, touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet.
Hey.
Yes. Because Prophet Elisha,
he had
the Holy Spirit multiplied 2 times in his body.
And
even though he unclosed the body, what we call dying, the other anointing of the Holy Spirit remained in his body and can revive a dead corpse thrown upon them. And it's revived to life. Now what we did as we this time, most moving in the year 2022, we need the Holy Spirit in double portion, almost to flow within our bodies, to resist side effects of COVID-19 vaccines. Because when you briefly get backwards, this prophet Elisha, he had already asked for the double portion of the spirit who was on the prophet Elijah. Second Kings chapter 2 and the verse. Second Kings chapter 2 verse
9.
And it came to pass when they were gone over, and Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away from you.
Elisha n'ayogera nti nkwegayiridde.
And Elisha said, I pray you, let the double portion of your spirit be upon me. Yes.
You told him, let
the double portion of your spirit, of the Holy Spirit who is upon you, it's what should be given me. Remember, it's the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. And he is multiplied 2 times.
Ekanisa,
now the church, it should not enter into fear in this time. All you children of God out where you are, what we need is to welcome the Holy Spirit. It is multiplied two times. Even revival and restoration of all things. When we speak of all things, we too are included with our bodies. That for weakness and for sickness, in the marines
goes
to come behind COVID-19 vaccines, we need to be amplified in the short time as Prophet Elisha was. We need the Holy Spirit in the double portion. As we go to minister and revival the gospel, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, we cannot if the Holy Spirit does not add us that power. In this time, what we need, we need the Holy Spirit flow in us like rivers of living water, that He adds within us life. That life to increase, that when injected with a vaccine, life never just produced like that. Yes. That is why you see
say,
in the John chapter 7, verses 37 up to 38, and he spoke of the Holy Spirit like this. John chapter 7 from verse 37. In that last day, that great day of the feast,
Yesu yayimirira n'ayogerera waggulu.
Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. John chapter 7, verse
37.
And in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man fasts, let him come unto me and drink.
Akirizanze, ngecha wandike wabichigamba anti, emigeja mazi amalamu jile kulukuta mulu butorwe.
He that believeth in me, on me, as the scriptures said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
Asatu mumuenda.
Verse 39.
Echo, yachogera kumoyo.
But this spoke he of the Spirit whom they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We need to be added within ourselves, inside our bodies, the flow of rivers of living waters. It is the Holy Spirit that adds life, like that which was in the body of Prophet Elisha. Double portion of the Holy Spirit. To be able to work together with Him. God's final work on this planet Earth.
No,
in that work, it's the revival.
No,
the restoration of all things in heavens and earth. As they were, how they should be, and as they will be. Through restoring the gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Now, we ourselves to move that work with the Holy Spirit. We don't be first amplified in life. The target of COVID-19 vaccines, they are to weaken every human being. They are to turn you into other creations.
Now,
you will not be able to help another before you are helped. The Holy Spirit has to flow in you within double portion as rivers of living waters, that He adds life within you.
That
they inject you with a vaccine and it does nothing on your body.
Atuongeremu na amani magumba.
With the new powers in the bones.
Ngatugenda okukola abweru na amani.
As we go walk outside with
Fere
mighty power. Ngatujuda
amani.
We ourselves are filled with power.
Chuvula byagambi kwa tumesule soko nyulo munana.
He said in the Acts 1:8.
Tumoyo bwali jaliba wa amani.
When the spirit will come he'll give you power.
Urubagenda okuyunga kugana amani ga 5G.
Now, as they will join on us powers of 5G.
6G.
6G.
7G network and okudagu.
7G networks and
above. Ngada gali mufi.
In the power
Bote
in
gazimanyi.
Us. It is surpassing them all.
Ngagari mudabu portion je batamanyi na muwendo.
The double portion they don't know how it can even be.
Balaba bulabinga mwe muita muzi 5G te wali emitwete je baruma.
Just see you pass through the 5G you don't feel headache.
Ida musikisigini ni
uri
mwanamu nyoto ulisoba tova na ku
healthy and sober you don't lose sanity
kumbe
yet
ujudwa double portion ya moyo mtu
you are filled with you double portion of Holy Spirit
wabweru jari mugwe mwali
outside is there within you he is in you
tugeno mwana iza musale zobo nabi
we are going to welcome you in the prophetic prayers those which are immediately answered.
Nadalo kusingirange nakuzo mwezi 2
mostly on the date of second
mwezi ugo kutano
in the month of May
mwaka guno 2 mugumu
this year 2021
ukunga no rugendo bila wano
in the conference to be right here
kubanga tuwetaga
because we need
abasaje bajja kuba zango olieri obulira enjiri
men will target you going preaching
kumbe tolina double portion
yet you do not have double portion
asindika manyika 5 ugo tandiko baba
and they said powers of 5G you begin to stammer with your speech struggle with it
ba ku controlling ADA bakuje ku network
they will control you on that head they take you off network
abadabulira eguru ogambe
the one who preached heaven
you yena jetulaga kubanga nonje ne stani ya jukulira
where we are going for its good and Satan is in charge of it you will start speaking that
atenga ikatonda kati
yet right now he is the god
abantu bagambe nayo yogera bike byo
who will say what were you speaking now
Kakati biko atume munana agamba
Acts chapter 1:80 says let's read you here
Ebikola bya batume esule soka nolunyiriri olwo munana
Acts chapter 1:8
Naye muliwe bwamanyi omoyo mutukuvu bwali maloku kujja kumwe
But you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you
Namwe munabanga bajulirwa abange mu Yerusalemu ne mu Yudaya bonna ne mu Samaria Nokutusa kunkomerero yensi
And you shall be my witnesses unto both in Jerusalem in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth. Yes.
Umuntu kubajja.
When the Holy Spirit comes.
Gwena mwaniza kuluri.
We are going to welcome you that day. And you will power.
Man.
Power.
Nagali double portion.
And it's in double portion.
Gwena tujulire munsi
yo go witness in the whole world.
Munaku zinoze nyine ezoluva nyuma.
It this very last day.
Simurokoro mulimo ogusemba kusema zinga wensene.
The final back on this planet earth.
Ngatuliwa muno moyo mutukufu.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Okuziza bastani ofurenseno ngasodomo ne Gomora.
Neither the devil stand this world into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mulimo ogusemba yo.
In that final walk.
Ngatulivivinga ebintu byonna.
It revives all things.
Restoring ebintu byonna nga bwe byali.
We restore all things as they were.
Ngabe binokuba.
As they should be.
Ebigendo okubira.
As they are going to be.
Okuita musana gwechigambo munji
through the much light of the words
ukuita mkuzo obuje enjiri yobulokozi
through restore the gospel of salvation
yenjiri eyabuli obutonde bunamugune
kunsi gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth
emanyidwa ngenjiri obwakabaka bwakatonda
which is gospel the kingdom of god
nobutukirivu
in the righteousness
obwakabaka obwomugune
in the kingdom of heaven
natusanya wenjiri ebyenfuna byensero
as with the stream material again gospel of the world
enjiri yobulimba
the false gospel
nokutunda kwebyamagiru
in the selling of miracles
kubanga baba chimanyi nti nabandi imuse
for they know even those who have risen
babanzo bakuba COVID-19 vaccine tebachajja Bajja kubata bacha ina manyi.
I've already injected them COVID-19 vaccine they will no more have power.
Katuna nakola plan.
God made a plan.
2:2 insumululo omoyo mutukufu.
22 I lose in the Holy Spirit.
In double portion.
In double portion.
Aliokatu ama.
That he will empower us.
Fere tugenda kutia bu COVID bwa mmesimanya COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah your COVID-19
vaccines.
Zonaze muleta mukube all you bring deo. Inject us we put away
ngena sigalanga mtulabanga tutambula nga tuli normal nga tubala munyo
see us normal and we are very
ate nga tubulira enjiri na amanya amayitirivu
we preach the gospel with much power
okutereza byo nabi mwafule chifula
ndenge order all things you turn upside down
natusanya obulimba bwa satani
bonna as we destroy all falsehood of the devils
That
the plan of the mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit to move right from here in Uganda, where there is the best thing, the worldwide call, where God has called all nations to work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth.
And
that work is the revival, the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. Restoring gospel of salvation.
It's
the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Yes. Yes, God will need us to have a greater one. You know, Bible says in the
first John,
that greater is He in us than the one in the world. You plant your 5G networks, don't mind. Put your powers of darkness that in the world. We have a one we're going to welcome within us. Yes. For the one in the world is great also. Going to welcome the greater one in us. Those are the funny networks.
Do
not think of the real child of God.
It's led
by the real spirit of God. First John chapter 4 verses
4.
First John chapter 4 verses 4.
Mwemuli ba katonda abana abato era mwaba wangula.
You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Yes. We welcome Him in the double portion.
And
we tell Him, be to us and be within us.
And
outside is there, it does great things. In us is filled up.
Check
me vaccine tomorrow, I move freely, and you don't expect me move free. They have a level of vaccine they have started with. They are going to advance to wilder levels. And they inject it to you. Tomorrow they expect you to fall mad. Or they expect you to die. Or they expect you to get paralyzed.
But they inject
you tomorrow, they see you walking. You are preaching the gospel. Another kind of humans among children of men. Those within target well upon this are plots. And this one in us. And who is unto us?
Double portion,
they don't even know it.
Dear
child of God, not at all.
We
don't fight in flesh and blood. As we put our hands there, tomorrow
we'll
see us very healthy and we understand even more. But remember, in wanting to cut off the gospel, there's nowhere you're going to preach the gospel when you've not been injected that vaccine. When you're going to reach a point you can't even board a taxi. Don't go to any shopping to enter it,
except
the first check you, and you were injected with that vaccine. Don't go for gatherings. Church or what, you don't go till they check you whether you were vaccinated. You
don't
travel abroad to any nation. Now those devices, pass them when you've called our portion.
A mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
A mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit. He will be in us a greater one.
Check
the powers of darkness, will remain normal.
In
they wonder among children of God, did they come angels in them?
That's why in
the John chapter 14,
verse 17,
we are going to welcome him unto us and even within us. Outside even within us,
portion.
In the double portion. Let's read, we see.
John chapter 14,
verse 17. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be within you. Yes. We are going to know him.
This
where it will end. And you know him well.
And
you know what they call single portion, double portion of the Holy Spirit.
Then
this part. The sixth part.
Answered the prophetic prayers.
It will take us in the immediately answered prophetic prayers. Then we will come in path through those prophetic prayers. Imagine the Holy Spirit is going to welcome him, move in power. And we work with him in the worldwide call. Where God has called all nations. Work with him in the final work. In that work, it's the revival. In the restoration of all things in heavens and earth. To take them back as they were. As they should be. As they will be. Through restoring gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. So we are going to welcome Holy Spirit be with us in power, and that the one in us is greater than the one in the world. Even in the world, we welcome him, he dwells with us. Understood what is to be done?
And
when they say he starts move from Uganda, by 2022 has to move reach the whole world. We've not waited. On second. Second of May. Yes. We move on to welcome him. 2022 will come to come. And we began to move within it. You know when they tell you go to a far country. And you spend 2 days on the way. Now today is a Thursday. You want to reach there on Saturday. Is it not that? You don't can start moving on Saturday. Not at all. You move today Thursday. Friday, find you on the way Saturday, you arrive. When they say 2022,
the
spirit has to move in power. Here in Uganda, he starts 2021 on the May.
Asimbura
on the May.
Wa malirako emyezi eminana musanvu.
Finish other 7 months.
Ngali munsi tayari.
Right in the world.
Abadde tayinza kubera bwaloli katonda mugezi tayinza simbura.
God is wise.
Mu January wa 2022.
Cannot start moving January 2022. Not.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
We had to move
when it's early that the year reaches, when he's reached the world where he's to go.
But
told you it does not move there, it moves as it
goes Uganda.
Now you Uganda. We told you by the time it reaches May June. You are going to see. Began on you, he takes the honorable men. These who hinder truth in the world. Those who are elevated, exalted in sins.
Began
to sweep them.
Now,
after the prayer,
the man of June is
going to move in another realm.
Even at a
church, sweep off all the immoral people within it.
Ensi paka wetutukira 2022
2022
Uganda manyiddwa bulungi nyo ndiyense inova mu revival
will be known well that out of it should come revival
iranga batulindide ngaba manyi tutukudde
they have waited for it they know that we've gotten clean
kati olutukuza lutandikanga 5
now cleansing begins on the 2nd of May
bagena kulaba kuwevu wano
they are going to see of a wave here
iyo moyo mutukuvu wano mu Uganda
the Holy Spirit here in Uganda
uliwadembo wandi
you are free to write it down
nakuzo mwezi 2 ogwokutano
date of 2nd of May
umoyo mtu kuvu agenda kunkumuro mukono muchibyano mugwanga lya Uganda
Spirit is going to swiftly both here in nation Uganda
atuwewe kutuko mwaka 2022
he will sift us to reach year 2022 and we are worthy to be hearkened by the nations
wakati tutugwanide
for right now we are not worthy because of the evil acts in here
Na ye ebe byonanga bwe nkugambi
All those I have told you
twandiza moyo mtu kuvu mudabo portion
You welcome Holy Spirit in double portion
Owamanyo kubera mufineri
ne Greater one to be within us and unto us
Okwinganga manyige kizikiza
To confront powers of darkness
Kubanga mukuvu nikira dale ebintu byonna
In turning upside down all things
Programu ya manyage kizikiza
The program of powers of darkness
Yeyo kusatwe kozeseddwa
It's the third that which has been used
Program ya manya gechizikiza
The program of powers of darkness.
Agaita muzi 5G
passing through 5G
6G
6G
7G
7G
8G networks nokuda waguru
8G networks and above.
Muchiitwa new world order.
In what is called the world order.
Obagenda okuvunikira dale ebintu byonna.
We are going to turn upside down all things.
Kati chikugwanira mu point yerije tuvuddeko kubana amanya already.
Because you in the point we've left to already have power.
Kubanga baba mazo kuplantinga yo
because they have already planted out
abamba to said dabali na 7G
others have already reached to 7G
networks zilimu amanyi ge kizikiza
then there are powers of darkness
utunguza new world order
to launching new world order
jukira new world order limu kuchusa nebiro nebisera
remember new world order involves changing times and seasons
na mateka gebi
even the laws of things
Kalichitegeza omuntu jani mugwani deni lisema angwa manyigana ago moyo mutukufu
it ought for them to welcome all these powers of the Holy Spirit
kubanga amanya gakatali marunji gogerwa ko bwega
for that power which is not good is spoken of like this
Yeremia sura ya 2 mwezi 3 nyowe 10
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 10
Yeremia sura ya 2 mwezi 3 noru nyiriri olwe 10
Jeremiah chapter 23 and the verse 10
ti Kubange sejjuda benzi
that the land is full of adulterers
Kubange sekungubaga olwokulayira
for the swelling and the land mourns
Amalondira go mudongo gakaze
the pleasant places of the wilderness they are dried
Namagenda gabwe mabi
even their course is evil
Namanyi gabwe simarunji
and their power is not good
Mumulira manyi
now you hear power
Na Yeremia sura ya 2:10 yagamba.
Jeremiah 23:10 says,
"Amagenda gabo si marunji na amanyi si marunji."
Their course is not good even their power is not good.
Kati amanyi gemulira.
Now the power you hear.
Amanyi gechizikiza.
The powers of darkness.
Agaita muzi 5G.
Passing through 5G.
Okutukira daku 8G ne okudda waguru.
Reaching 8G networks and above.
Amanyi gakuwagire chechiitwa new world order.
Their powers to support that called new world order.
Ebindu byonna mu bigendo okufuulibwa nenge.
Where all things are going to be turned upside down.
Byonna
all things
kati omuntu kuva okutambula ne revival
the Holy Spirit to move with revival
but guy you know kujja mu mighty move
he had to come in the mighty move
omuntu wagama taking a move
if someone tells you take a move
murutaru
in a warfare
ubulumba
then you are advanced to attack
Mwinzo okulira olimi olukoyesiza ndi mighty move.
You may hear a language use their mighty move.
Right bakoyesiza mighty outpouring.
Why did they not use mighty outpouring?
This is not a mighty outpouring.
Kuno
it is a mighty move.
This is not mighty outpouring. Mighty move. Siku yibwa kwa amanyi wabula okutambula kwa amanyi.
And are taking a move.
Here
another move.
Taking another move.
A new move.
A new move.
Tugina tambula ringa ita mone ebigere bwati.
Not going to walk with feet walking as you see him.
Runorutaru.
This is the warfare.
Yes, you was with.
Praise him. Jesus much.
Na yinga bitwagambiwa mbefisi sura ya mukaga.
But as we told the Ephesians 6. In the verse 12.
Ndi tetugena kuanga tu anagambina musa.
You're not going to wrestle with flesh and blood.
Karisometu ulide.
Let's read we here.
Abefeso esure yo mukaga no runyiriri Ephesians
chapter 6 verses 12.
kubanga tetumeggana na musaayi na mubiri.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
wabula n'abaamasaza,
but against principalities,
n'amaanyi,
against powers,
n'abafuga ensi ab'obukizikiza kino,
against rulers of darkness of this world,
n'emyoyo egy'obubi n'obulogo obw'omu nsi y'omwoyo mu bifo ebya waggulu,
against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Yes. This war, most want to put it back in the flesh and blood.
Friend,
you are not going to refuse to vaccinate with COVID-19 vaccine. This is not fight against flesh and blood. This, we enter the spiritual world. To fight with principalities, the rulers of darkness of this world, those of powers of darkness, the spiritual wickedness, where they can control you. There they have bewitched you, yet they pass through 5G and they enter in you. Are going to fornicate 40 times today. Even those you are going to fornicate with, they control them to into that. Tell them they are going to fornicate with you 10 times. They are like 10 people, they are prepared for you.
Bulogo manga chizikiza.
Spiritual wickedness, powers of darkness.
Ntisinga.
That if
oona COVID-19 virus.
You be saved of COVID-19 virus.
To oona COVID-19 vaccine.
You can't escape COVID-19 vaccine.
Singo oona COVID-19 vaccine.
Escape COVID-19 vaccine.
To oona amanyinga chizikiza agali muzi 5G.
Can't escape powers of darkness in the 5G.
6G,
7G. 6G, 7G. Targeted if you escape one, you cannot skip another. To prove our Lord Jesus all these things, that we're going to be in the midst of powers of darkness. He reached to say that pray
much
that your flight never happened in the time of winter. For
he
said it was
days,
they will control the world, creating situations which cause sufferings of people. He said, pray much those days that do not be of winter. They have told us, pray when he will be the one in this
rain.
He would have controlled the life he cometh by. He said, pray. It does not happen.
New world order, man,
powers of darkness will control the world. And they reach to cause rainfall falling time you don't expect it.
They
make it be sunshine where you don't want it.
So consume
Matthew. You first read me Matthew, we see. Matthew 24, verse 20 to 21. Matthew chapter 24 from verse 20.
Namwe musabe ekiddukiro kyammwe kireme okubambira ebyempewo.
But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter.
Newakubadde ku sabbiiti.
Neither on the Sabbath day.
Olunyola
birimuka.
You first post there.
Musabe nyo.
Pray much.
Ebiro bireme kubirawo nga budde
bwampewo. Flight never happened in time of winter. If neither on the Sabbath. The controlling days, the new world order. Read Daniel, you will see. And they can control the whole world, put it under winter. As
you're
going to preach the gospel, all you are experiencing coldness. Children with coldness.
You
prepare them on Sunday.
Before
preach, they make it to be Monday. They change it.
Kati nawo ingira one double portion ya man.
Enter double portion of power.
Mtu kuvuna oluzayo la Monday.
Take it back to Monday. The fight is real.
A mighty
move. That's why they said a mighty move.
It is not a mighty outpouring.
Mighty outpouring. Kuro siku yibu wa kuwa mugundu. Not at all. Not powering. This is moving. This is a serious fight.
Say, let it rain, you say it should not rain. The anointing on Prophet Elijah, it multiplied.
Double portion
in the Prophet Elisha. To command it not to rain.
They
say, rains, you say it should not rain.
They say,
let it shine. You say, let it rain. Those are the wars we are going into.
So,
Daniel, we come back to Matthew.
Daniel 7,
verse 25.
Era aliyogera ebigambo ebibi eriyo yali waggulu ennyo. Era aliteganya abatukuvu b'oyo ali waggulu ennyo.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the holy ones of the Most High.
Era alirowooza okuwanyisa ebiseera n'amateeka.
And he speaks to change times and the laws.
Era biriweebwayo mu mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera lwe biriggwaawo.
And they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and the dividing of times. As we showed you,
COVID-19
they are intending to put a God in the world
that he
abuse the Most High, the living God.
They
change powers of darkness to place with the powers of darkness to govern this world. At the end they have said, thinking they will think to change times and seasons, even the laws of things, given up to the times which was measured. That time measured is what we shall move by to work. You've changed it 2 hours back, we take it back to those hours. How do we do that? The sun, the moon to stand on the Gibeon till we finish the fight.
We
pause it till those hours meet them.
Things
are going to be serious. Things of new world order are going to be like that. That's why Jesus ended
telling us.
Pray that day shall not happen in the winter. His men will be in control of seasons. But we to enter the portion of the Holy Spirit. As we have to take them back as they should be in the revival. What they missed back,
what
they are going to miss is what will restore back.
Mighty move of the Holy Spirit revival and restoration.
Still had mighty move of the Holy Spirit revival and restoration. And you think it's the mighty outpouring. This is a mighty move.
It's a mighty move
and the walking at the same time. He's not just going to be visiting the world. They told you he moves with revival. The restoration is what he passes with on the way.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So as we finish Matthew, Matthew chapter 24 verses
20.
But pray you that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath. Verse
21.
For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world
time,
and no ever shall be. Verse 22. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days shall be shortened. The elect we have remained. The elect, it's us who can pray.
The
mighty appearing of the Holy Spirit, mighty move. With revival restoring all things for the sake of the elect.
So
the elect will begin that work on the second.
mwezi gwa kutani,
in the month of May
2021.
We want to reach 2022.
And
the Holy Spirit moved already with him. Praise Jesus.
So
as I wind up, those four things, those they used to turn upside down all things. As he told us, that this final work on this planet Earth
is
to be done through reviving and restoring all things. Those which were turned upside down by the devils through four systems. Major four systems. Now the fourth system, they began long back changing the gospel of the kingdom of God
and
the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and exchanged with the false gospel, the material gain gospel of the world, even the selling of miracles. This was the first done long back. Because they were preparing for wild curses to happen on the world. They knew that if we change gospel of the kingdom of God, that if we change gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, exchange of material gain, gospel of the world and the miracles, we are going to have empowered evil acts of a curse to happen in the world with wild actions. Now the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, he has to restore this gospel. Yes. That's why, as we first told you last time, in Galatians chapter 1:6 to entering verse 8, the exchange of the gospel is what gave them empowerment. That's why the Holy Spirit is going to be moving, restoring it back. Then
he
will destroy those curses. Let's read we here. Galatians chapter 1 and the verse 6.
Newunya kubanga musenguka mangu bwemuti eyabaita mu kisa kya Kristo okugenda eri enjiri efaanana obulala.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Si ndala. Wabula abantu ababateganya
which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and who will pervert the gospel of Christ. Verses
8.
But whether we or an angel from heaven preach another gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let it be cast. Yes. They knew that the changing of the gospel, according to Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 to 8, it will help them travel the world very well. As they
made COVID-19
virus, and the world is right within another gospel, in the false gospel, they must be okay, gospel of the world,
and
the selling of miracles. That's why in the same year God commanded the evangelist Ben Hinn to repent. The worldwide evangelist leading all those in the world to repent for preaching the false gospel, the material gain gospel of the world,
and
the selling of miracles, which gave empowerment. Acts of a curse to spread the whole world. Acts like homosexuality. Men and men commit sex with each other. Women and women. And they commit evil acts.
Having sex with animals, even machines made, even robots,
and
committing all forms of evils.
Now
the curse of COVID-19 virus as it came, it found the world. And there's nothing like gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And there is a gospel which draws a curse to people. The material gain gospel of the world.
For
he's warned in Galatians 1 verse 6, he says
that
he marvels. We depart from the gospel to go to another gospel. That not another.
People
ready to travel us in this world.
Whether
them say a letter from apostles,
angels
say from heaven,
if
he preach another gospel, let him be cursed. Now you've gone see curses of COVID-19.
Virus. COVID-19
vaccines.
COVID-19 vaccines.
5G networks and powers of darkness.
6G networks, 7G.
6-7G networks.
8G networks.
8G networks and above. All acts following a new world order. And they first prepared long back. They first struck the entire gospel of salvation. The gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth. The gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and they replaced it with the false gospel, the material gain gospel, and people fell crazy. Evangelist Ben Hinn repeatedly said that this financial gospel has made us fall crazy. People who are typical
man,
those castes.
Now,
him, the Holy Spirit is moving. For he moves right on the second.
It's
month of May, year 2021. For 2022, he has to move out of the world.
Revival.
He moves with revival.
I know reviving
he has to revive this gospel. Beat powers of darkness and curses in the world. That's why Matthew 24 verse 14 he promised saying like this. Matthew chapter 24 verse
14.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. To be a witness in to all nations, and then shall the end come. Yes.
He's
going to pass through in all the world. He moves right from here in Uganda. To go in the world in the year 2022.
But Uganda he's
starting his work right here in Uganda on the 2nd of May. In Uganda officially. Yes. What he moves with is restore gospel of salvation. Because of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven to be a witness in all nations of the world. What you have to know, the end is right coming from behind. In this gospel to pass through like that with the Holy Spirit in power,
it's
going to be reviving all things to prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus in the end of the earth. Those who spoke in the Acts. Acts chapter 3. Verse 20. Up to 21. Acts chapter 3 verses 20. Acts chapter 3 verse 20.
Na yatume Kristo eyabawulirwedda ye Yesu.
And he shall send Jesus Christ who before was preached unto you. Verse
21.
Whom heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things. Which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Yes.
Kristo yagwanyizibwa okutwalibwa mu ggulu.
Christ was worthy to be taken in heaven.
Okutuuka ebintu bino ebinaamala okuddizibwa obuggya.
Till all things will be revived.
Ebyabuulirwa Katonda byeyogerera bannabbi be.
God spoke through his prophets.
Okuva ku bedda.
Right from the olden ones.
Okuva ku Adamu.
Right from Adam.
Okutuuka ku batume.
To reach the apostles.
Byonna nga birina okuddizibwa bitereezebwe.
All have to be restored and ordered.
Eby'omuguune ku nsi.
Those of heavens and earth.
Nga bwe byali.
As they were.
Nga birina okuba.
As they should be.
Nga bwe biribeera ennaku zonna.
They will be all days.
Kati kyowulya kiyitibwa revival.
Now what you hear that called revival.
Omuntu kuba agenda kitambulira mu ng'ategeka okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Holy Spirit is to move within it, preparing coming back of the Lord Jesus.
Lwaki tumwetaaga?
Why do we need him?
Kubanga.
Because.
Teri amanyi bya Katonda okujjako omwoyo we.
No one knows the things of God except his spirit.
Era yagenda tukulemeramu okubizza obuggya byonna n'okutubikkulira ebyawandiikibwa byonna.
They want to lead us in restoring all of them and reveal us all the scriptures.
Yovura bayandikwako bakolise kisoke sura ya 2.
That's why it was written off in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Nyoro muenda pakole 10
from verses 9 to 11.
Abakolise kisoka esuli yokubiri no lunyiriri olwo muenda.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9.
Nayenga bwe chawandikibwa anti erise bayitalabangako nokutumye kutawuliranga nebitayingiranga mu mitima gwa muntu byonna katonde bategekera abamwagala.
But as it is written, I has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10.
Nayefe katonda ebitu bikulira kuba omwoyo. Kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna, yana ebitategerekeka ebya Katonda.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Olinyole 10 n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Kubanga muntu kyategeera eby'omuntu wawula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye.
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him?
Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda si wali abitegeera wawula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Even though the things of God knows no man but the spirit of God. Yes.
Eriiso bitalabangako.
What eye has not seen.
Ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu.
Never entered into a human's heart.
Amatugo bigatawulirana.
What your ears have never heard.
Nakuje mwezi zili ebiri wezitandikira.
The date second
when nakuongera okulaba ebibyotalabanga.
You're going to move on to see things you've never seen.
Nebyotawulirana.
Even those you've never heard.
Nemutima gonga tebiyingira.
Those which have never entered even in your hearts.
Ero moyo mtu kuvunga ya bibikula mu revival.
The Holy Spirit is the one to be revealing them in revival.
Nokudisibo bujjo kwe bintu byonna.
The restoration of all things.
Kubanga tebadaja kusobola bintu bino.
For no one was able to handle these things.
Kubanga ngabo oli yao.
For as you are right
here. Teriyamanyi bibyo kujja ko moyo gogo.
No one knows your own things except your own spirit
oguli mugu
which within you
ne wetu bya Katonda.
Even the things of God
wali abadajja kubitegera okujja ko muntu kuvungaze
was to understand them except the Holy Spirit has come
na binyonyoro kuita mbya wandikibwa.
He explains them passing through the scriptures
wanga mu Yohana mukaga nkaga musa.
Because in the John 6:63
agamba,
he says,
kibigambo byembagamba,
the words I say to you
we moyo,
they are spirit and they are life.
So mukumibikula,
so in revealing them
agenda bikula ko isomusa no munjo gwe kigambo kya Katonda.
He reveals them used much light of the word of God,
obwe byandikibwa,
those of the scriptures.
Mukutambula ko kwamanyi,
it's mighty move
mudabu portion,
in the double portion
kwetolensi yonna
over the world.
Tujja kuba tudda mchindu cha fechidako,
we shall come back in our next part.
Tunyonyoke kubya single portion,
we get explained of the single portion
iyo moyo mutuko
of the Holy Spirit,
ne double portion,
in double portion
iyo moyo mutuko
of the Holy Spirit.
Kama akuwa mukisa,
may God bless you.
Webale kujja,
thank you for coming.